This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 20th. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're about to get it straight from a woman's perspective for this entire hour here on Zoomer Radio. For new listeners, I'll explain the objective of this show. During this hour, you're going to get information from your team, from a woman's perspective experts, each of whom intend to educate you so you can make informed decisions with no regrets. No if only I'd knowns, because if you're listening and you learn, you'll be prepared for what life brings you. For example, last Saturday, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group cautioned us not to act hastily after the loss of a loved one. Wait till the tears no longer blur your vision. Do only what's essential and take your time to heal. For widows, Darren offered a document which gives you a checklist to help you prioritize your actions after a loss. Darren's contact information for that document and anything else he offers on the show is listed on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. You'll see to the right on Zoomer Radio, and if you click on that, there are three things. One of them is the sponsor expert list, and you'll find the contact information for every person that you hear on this show. Each offers you a complimentary, no-obligation consultation, so you can ask your personal questions and get your personal answers. Also under that is archived shows. You'll see a brief description for each show that is previous one, and you'll be able to either listen to part or one in full. For example, last Saturday's show is archived, and Dr. Faye Weisberg talked about vaginal health. Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown gave us health tips. Jackie Donnell explained the health benefits of natural collagen supplements. And others of the team shared happy stories, so you could walk a mile in someone else's shoes without having to feel any pinches and hear what their results were. To revisit these shows, as I said, all you have to do is log on to marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And today's show will be posted no later than Wednesday of this week. And if you're not computer savvy, we have a computer teacher on the show. His name is Vuso Moyana, his company Seniors Tech Services. And in the meantime, you can feel free to call me and I can give you the information. Or I have brochures, business cards, and different coupons at my store, Marilyn's, that you're welcome to come in and ask for. I also have my radio show library with the authors that you hear on this show, and some free samples and gifts from Reversa. So my store, Marilyn's, is at 200 Spadina Avenue, second floor. We have an elevator, and I share space with the Total Access Center, so you can learn about accessibility when you visit me. I love it when people drop by, but I love it better when they call me so I can actually be there and not visit them and not miss them. Sorry. So you can just call me at 416-504-6777. You'll hear this number repeated throughout the show, so feel free to ask your questions of me, and I'm happy to give you the references when you need them. And know that I'm here for you, so if you have a question and we're not dealing with it on this show, it's helpful to me to hear those questions so I can seek out an expert so that the show will encompass things that you're interested in. So today, we've got a busy show as usual, and we're going to get investment advice and learn how to plan single, even if you're not, with author Leslie McCormick of the Farwell team. So good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about trying on the life vests.
What is that?
Well, if you've ever taken a cruise, you probably remember the first shipwide activity is to meet on deck for an orientation to lifeboats, life jackets, and what to do in an emergency. The cruise line wants to make sure that everyone will be okay, no matter what happens. Financially, we want to make sure that no matter what happens in life, you will be okay. And while, of course, we always want to plan for couples that you both sail through life happy, healthy, and active to at least 95, we also recognize that life tends to have its own plans. And unfortunately, baby boomer women on average are expected to outlive their husbands by 10 to 15 years. And we also know that typically widows report a drop of about 40% in their income. A lot of the time when we start working with a widow, she finds some negative surprises that could have been avoided if only, as a couple, they had tried on the life vests. The exercise of financially trying on the life vests involves actually walking through your will step by step and mapping out where assets will go, how any taxes will be paid, and confirm beneficiaries in those documents and on your financial accounts. It involves understanding which income sources will continue, what will be reduced, and which ones will stop. The question of the exercise looks to answer, are there adequate resources for either of you should either of you become a survivor? Will a survivor be able to maintain a comfortable lifestyle for their lifetime? I met with a couple recently and helped them try on the life vests. For them, it confirmed that the wills were written correctly and that the beneficiaries on their accounts were in fact set up correctly. What was interesting is we realized that she didn't have any credit cards or credit history with her as the primary on the credit application, which means she herself doesn't really have a credit history. So, of course, we advised them to go and get a credit card where she is the primary holder of that card to build her credit history just in case she ever needs it on her own. We also identified an opportunity for how a simple change in the way they're taking their retirement income today won't hurt them as a couple, but would significantly help in the event of a survivorship scenario by reducing the survivor's tax burden. For this couple, it was a relief to know that their affairs are in good order, that if something should happen, at least financially, the survivor won't have to worry, and it gave them an opportunity to manage their finances in a more tax-efficient manner. I get it. This isn't the nicest conversation or thoughts to be having, but once it's done, it will help provide peace of mind, reduce the chances of negative surprises in the future, and it just might identify opportunities as a couple that you have today.
So there's no if onlys. If only I'd known, we could have done such and such and saved so many dollars, or I could have done such and such and avoided this aggravation. So it's the first time I've ever heard the expression, the life vest associated with financial planning. If someone wants to go over their, I guess, financial planning and try on that life vest, is it something you're prepared to walk people through with the Farwell Group?
It is.
So is there a cost involved?
There isn't. Our consultations are, of course, complimentary.
So if someone wants to talk to you and try on the life vest, how do we reach you, Leslie?
You can give Darren and myself a call by calling 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. It's best to have a life vest experience so you know what life will bring you, you are prepared for. It's not pleasant to talk about death, but you know, my Aunt Sadie, may she rest in peace, lived to 104, saw a lot of people come and go. And she said, it has nothing to do with age, Marilyn. God gave you so many days, and when they're done, they're done. So whether you're young or old, I think it's good to have a plan in place. And this life vest sounds intriguing. So hard questions to ask, but if you get them asked by the expert and they give you answers, you won't have any if onlys. So call either Leslie or Darren at the Farwell Group to try on your life vest and be prepared for life as it comes forward. Thank you, Leslie, for making us think about that. And thank you for adding your book to my library, Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan Financially to Be Single Even If She's Not. If you want to take a look at the book, you can stop in and visit me at my store, Marilyn's. And I look forward to learning more from you next time, Leslie.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. So now we're going to learn how discerning seniors can help eliminate stress in your life from being lifestyle concierges. Ali Merlot is going to join us. And then Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is going to continue our conversation about dealing with toxins in your home and do it naturally. And lots more to come. So you'll be learning from a woman's perspective and be empowered right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Can you imagine how empowering it would be for me to find my way through an unfamiliar place?
Donate your used smartphone at phoneitforward.ca. Change the life of someone who's blind. A program of the CNIB Foundation.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And I've been doing this show now, believe it or not, for 20 years. And I've met so many people. And one of the things that I found was necessary was to find someone to replace the function that a daughter would do. What I mean by that is some seniors find that their children live far away from them, or they never had children, and they find that they need some help. They don't want to impose upon others, and they don't want to navigate the system and find 20 different services. They want someone to pull it all together for them. And up to this past year, I've never been able to recommend any one person for all the services until I met Lori and Lee from Discerning Seniors. So good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what does Discerning Seniors offer, and how do you look at aging?
Discerning Seniors is a rent-a-daughter, as you said. We kind of offer a single point of contact for seniors and their families when they need things to help them with their daily lives or long-term with their care, and they really don't know where to start. We know where to start and where to find the help.
So you have a number of services, and if someone were, let's say, looking to find the right residence, I remember once you telling me a story about a daughter who lived in the East Coast and her mom was here, and her mom needed to relocate, and you really did something for her. So maybe you could use that as an example of the kind of things you do.
Sure. We look at aging, and we encourage our clients and their families to think about aging in, under four pillars. There's planning. There's educating themselves, there's living, having fun, and then there's the care option. So in that particular case, the daughter was really in a quandary. She did not know where to start with finding care for her mother who lived in Hamilton. So we did all the research and all the options. We did all the legwork. We met the mom. We gave her an assessment of what her strengths and weaknesses were, and we were able to place her in a lovely home, retirement home, where she no longer had to do any cooking or cleaning, didn't have to manage stairs, didn't have to worry about watering her flowers, and she was very, very happy.
And her daughter didn't have to fly back and forth every weekend to get it done.
Her daughter came only to spend time with her mom and help her get settled, and had a real mother-daughter weekend as opposed to having to run around and find this care.
So you have a team that goes out and does this for you. What are the kind of services you offer?
So the kind of services we offer are assessment. So if you're not sure where your mom or dad lies on the scale of how much help do they need a little bit, do they need a lot? We are working with a woman now who has over 35 years experience from Veterans Affairs Canada, and she can provide an assessment of, she calls them strengths and weaknesses. And she can very quickly assess what kinds of supports the family might need or the elderly parents might need. So that's been excellent. We also take care of the fun part of life. Let's say you want to go on a trip and you want to go with your sister and you're both over 75 years old and you want to go to Japan, but you have no idea where to start. We have a travel expert who's just recently joined us who can help plan that very special trip for you. We also have someone to take care of your dog if you're leaving your dog behind, or any of those kinds of services.
So basically, your Discerning Seniors rent-a-daughter concept means if you have a problem and you want a solution, you can ask Discerning Seniors.
Yeah, I think people generally feel very limited by what they can't do, and they feel very trapped by their own age. They feel like the world isn't set up for me anymore. But on the contrary, with everybody aging at the same pace in the world, Japan has the same problem, North America has the same problem. There are a lot of services out there that will cater to any kind of disability you have, any kind of requirement that you might have, any kind of food you might need, any kind of care you might need.
So if someone wanted to sit and speak with you and make a plan and execute it, how does it work?
They give us a call. If they really want to talk about planning, we're just working with a client now and talking about planning because she's thinking ahead. We really encourage people to think about, like, we're living longer. Like, financial planners used to say men would live to 80, women would live to 85, and they would go on that basis. They're now saying 85 for men, 90 for women. That's an extra 5 years of financial planning you need to account for. So there's the planning aspect financially. Make sure you're financially sound. There's a lot of misinformation about what the government will give you and what they won't give you. There are wonderful government services out there, but they're not going to take care of everything that you need. So it's important to have the money in your back pocket. We also tell our clients to think ahead. Like, if you're in your 70s, you have to think ahead about, what if my health changes? What if my spouse's health changes? What if we just want to downsize? Where do you want to live? What kind of living options do you want to explore? You know, we go through those kind of options with our clients as well. And to get the full benefit of a real planning document, it's important to have these very in-depth conversations and to prompt, you know, think about, if you're unable to walk or you don't really want to do the stairs anymore, do you see yourself living in a retirement home where everything is taken care of for you, which is more like a resort nowadays, which is wonderful? Or do you want to stay in your own home? And what kind of changes do we need to make in your home to just make it easier for you to get around?
So basically, you are the hub of a plan and its execution for people who can't do it for themselves.
Absolutely.
Or don't want to do it for themselves.
Or don't want to. And we even provide a lot of education to our clients for, you know, as I said, many people feel the government is going to give them everything they need, and that's not enough. So we like to remind people that even if you only get a little bit from the government, there's still a lot more you can purchase for yourself to make your life easy. You don't have to limit yourself to what the government is offering you.
So if someone wants to talk to you about renting a daughter and work with discerning seniors, how do we reach you?
You can reach us at 416-546-4886 or just send us an email to info@discerningseniorsinc.com. We'll get right back to you.
So 416-546-4886. That gets you to Lori Germain or Lee Merlot and the team at Discerning Seniors. You'll be able to ask your questions and get answers so that you are in charge of your life and you have all the help that you need, regardless of where you're going or what you want to do. I'll repeat that number again, Lee. I believe it's 416-546-4886.
That's right.
So I look forward to learning more and hearing maybe a happy story next time you join us.
Perfect.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturel. Naturel Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturelcollagen.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And last week, we started a conversation about our environment and how there are hidden toxins in our home and in the environment that can hurt us and how we can combat those without masking them. And it wasn't really enough time, Dr. Betty. So can we continue our conversation about
environmental pollutants in our home?
Absolutely, Marilyn. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but before I became a naturopathic doctor, my background is in environmental studies, environmental science, and I spent a lot of time in the energy industry as an environmental consultant working on climate change issues. So I became very passionate about the link between environment and our own health, which is one of the reasons I decided to become a naturopathic doctor. And I think it's really important because a lot of patients come into my office, and I see a lot of young women even with what I consider to be early signs of hormone disruption. A lot of people are being exposed to what we call endocrine disruptors, and these kinds of things can affect fertility, they can affect menopause, they can affect the way we have menstrual cycles. Many things can be basically associated with these endocrine disruptors, and we're exposed to them on a regular basis, on a day-to-day basis. So if you avoid obvious pollutants like cigarette smoke at home, you know, you might be pretty certain that the air quality in your home is reasonable quality. However, we're exposed to indoor pollutants much more commonly than people realize. And many of the sources of these pollutants, of everyday objects, products, sometimes people don't consider to them, they don't consider them to be harmful, but they can be. And many commonly used chemicals in the homes act as what I've mentioned as endocrine or hormone disruptors when we're exposed to them. So what is an endocrine disruptor? So the endocrine system controls various functions in the body by releasing hormones, and it controls how much of each hormone is released based on a really intricate feedback of loops, and certain environmental pollutants have been found to disturb this process. So the result is you get imbalances in your hormonal system, and then when taken to the extreme, these imbalances can affect our health. They can actually lead to diseases, things that affect the breast, the thyroid, and even the prostate. And they can even disrupt conditions like memory and concentration. So sometimes people think, oh, you know, I'm not feeling that well. I wonder if it's something, you know, that I've ate. But sometimes it could actually be something you've been exposed to in your house. So sometimes it's not actually easy to recognize an environmental pollutant. And sometimes products we identify as healthy can actually be harmful. So the kinds of things that I focus on in terms of education with my patients are certainly cleaning products. So, we've mentioned this before, cleaning products often contain compounds that can linger in the air long after the smell has disappeared. So the molecules in the aerosol spray can be absorbed by dust. And actually, this can lead to respiratory irritation. So people with asthma, for example, one of the key things, and as you know, I did a presentation at one of the hospitals to asthmatic patients and respiratory patients, and we talked about the role of aerosols, for example. Nonstick cookware, the same chemicals that make nonstick cookware so convenient, they can also actually harm your health, and compounds found in these materials, such as Teflon, can contribute to certain cancers and even elevate cholesterol. We've talked about air fresheners, for example. These scented products contain phthalates, which have been linked to hormonal problems, cancers, because these chemicals mimic estrogen in the body. Antibacterial products, often hand sanitizers, antibacterial soaps contain something called triclosan, and it can impact our reproductive hormones and disrupt the thyroid. Water. A lot of my patients, you know, ask me about water filters. You know, we have a good quality water that is bacteria-free, but often we have compounds in them, hormones and estrogen that we're drinking on a day-to-day basis. And of course, plastics are a big thing in our environment. These xenoestrogens or these fake estrogens can actually cause debilitating menopausal symptoms and even PMS.
So our home can house things that are polluting our body, and we can be using them without even knowing that they're harmful. If someone wants to learn more about how to get healthy and have a healthy home, can we have a complimentary consultation with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can give my office a call at 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
I'll repeat the number, 905-707-2001. If you're not feeling 100% and you want to know about your environment and how it's affecting you, Dr. Betty Rosendahl is an environmental scientist, and she can help you with that, as well as other things dealing with your health naturally. Her phone number again, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And at 9 after the news, the Garden Show is going to follow as usual. And I'm just going to do an abbreviated weather. We'll have a full weather at the top of the hour as well. So it's now 26 degrees. That's 36 with the Humidex the way it is. And it's going to reach a feeling of 44 today. So stay hydrated and use sun protection. And as I glance through the week's weather, you'll hear that there are opportunities for some rain for those flowers. But if you want to keep your head wet, I have an umbrella gallery at my store in Maryland's. And that means that you can have beautiful art over you to brighten your rainy days. That means Van Gogh, Monet, indigenous art, world cities like New York, London, florals. Come see for yourself and just have to look at my ceiling. And if you need a gift for anyone, one size fits all when it comes to umbrellas. They start at $5 for a simple black per size umbrella and go up to about $60. So lots of interesting opportunities for gifts and gifting yourself. And someone who offers opportunities so that you can hear everything that's going on in your life, even if you're wearing a hearing aid, is Edmund Ivazian. He is from Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and he's a hearing instrument specialist. And he brings a happy story week to week to illustrate problems that people encounter with their hearing and how he offers them solutions. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to talk about choices. Everything we do in our life revolves around the choices that we make. Now, it could be simple choices, like, for example, whether we choose to rest, sleep, work, or eat, we choose to do so. But sometimes we make the wrong choice. Now, there are times we can reverse course and correct our mistake, and there are some times we cannot. Which brings me to my happy story today. We've had a client who came in weeks ago to purchase a replacement set of hearing aids. We had discussed the benefits of the small behind-the-ear hearing aids, and she agreed to try them and purchase them. So towards the beginning of this week, she came in and she felt guilty and almost was avoiding me. I asked her what she was thinking about, and she said, well, I don't want to be a pain-in-the-neck client, but I don't like these hearing aids. And we took a little time and we discussed her reasons, and we both agreed that we should return these hearing aids and order a set of in-the-canal hearing aids. Her reasons were perfectly valid. She was feeling like they weren't as secure in her ear as compared to her canal hearing aids from before. Now, she was relieved and happy that she wasn't stuck with those hearing aids that she wasn't happy with. We always say, you are allowed to change your mind. I keep quoting Darren, you don't know what you don't know. We believe that you need to experience hearing aids before making a decision about them. More often, people are surprised with what they hear. Now, if you're curious about hearing aids, you've never worn hearing aids before, or you have a set of hearing aids that you aren't happy with, the first step is always to make contact and have that discussion. The easiest way to get in touch is pick up the phone and call 416-754-4327.
And I follow you on Facebook and I see all sorts of hearing aids. So when you talk about choices, it isn't about this or that. There are I won't say thousands, but it looks like there are many, many choices for hearing aids. And it really depends on the person. And I know you've explained in the past, even their dexterity determines part of why you select a certain hearing aid. And you're not married to any one company, right?
Absolutely not. No, we like to kind of take our time and really get to know each and every product, just so we know when a client comes in with certain needs, we have present them with at least a few different options which would help them.
And a hearing test is part of this at no cost, right?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, so we do the hearing test complimentary, so a person can easily come in. We can have a full-on discussion about their needs. And kind of talk about things that would benefit them.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't remind people that if they have hearing aids in a drawer or in a pocket and they're not happy with them, because you're a hearing instrument specialist, you can help tweak those and see if there's a way of making them help people hear their perfect best, right?
Absolutely. That's actually the most fun part of our day.
So 416-754-4327. Everyone is entitled to hear their best. It takes a little bit of work, but Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers are experienced at doing just that. You have to ask your questions to get your answers, then see what the opportunities are and make your choices. And know that when you're dealing with a company that's personal and giving, that if you have a problem, you have someone to talk to and you can change your mind. So I guess we started off talking about life vest this morning with Leslie. And it's the same idea. Be prepared. Ask the questions, experiment, and find out what's best for you. And then you're prepared for whatever life brings you. So, Edmund, thanks for that story and encouraging people to make good choices and helping them with that.
My pleasure.
416-754-4327. I get calls all the time saying I don't say those numbers often enough, but just feel free to call me if you don't have the numbers, and you'll hear the number 416-504-6777 repeatedly. So coming up next, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is going to talk about measles and immunization, and then we're going to have dating advice and a happy story from matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and there's lots more to follow. So you'll be empowered as you learn from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And we all want to be healthy, and sometimes the information is complex and confusing. And to make things clearer, award-winning family physician Dr. Vivian Brown has written her book. It's A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's now a bestseller in Canada. I've read it, I've enjoyed it, and I still refer to it. And in it, she addresses the seven most important areas for healthy aging. And I'm looking forward to learning something new this week. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure.
In the book, chapter 4 is all about immunization, because we know that to age in a healthy way, we want to avoid some vaccine-preventable diseases. Well, there's an old disease that unfortunately is having a comeback, and that is measles. And in the last year in North America, Canada, and the U.S., we're seeing outbreaks of measles, and this is very concerning. And you know, some people think, well, it's a rash and kids get it. What's the big deal? And the big deal is, unfortunately, that measles can be a killer disease. About 25% of people with measles end up in hospital. About 1 out of 1,000 will have brain swelling, damage, encephalitis, deafness. And about 1 or 2 per 1,000 will die, even in North America, even with the best care. So measles is a very important contagious virus that we want to avoid. To make things relatively simple, if you're born in 1957 or before, you probably were exposed to measles when you were a child, and you most likely are already immune. And if you're born in the later 1990s, you had good immunization, and we now give children 2 shots for measles. In Ontario, it's 1 at age 1 and another 1 at age 4. The problem is the people in the middle, the people born after 1957 and before the mid-1990s, and some of these people have only received a single shot, which may not be enough for immunity, or they received a vaccine that wasn't as robust. And so we're seeing measles everywhere, and we want to try and immunize people that need to be immunized. If you're not sure, if you're going traveling, certain areas of the world are much more endemic or at risk for measles than others, go speak to your doctor, get a booster for measles. In Madagascar, unfortunately, there's been 1,200 deaths from measles in the last calendar year. So I think it's important that you be immunized if you're in the appropriate age group, If you're born before 1957, you're okay. And the little ones, my grandchildren, for example, are protected because their mom and dad have chosen to have them immunized. Children absolutely should be immunized. And if you're not sure for yourself, get yourself checked by your doctor.
So I hate to say something old is new again, but measles are back and they can be endangering of one's life. If you're born before 1957, you don't have to worry, but your children and your children's children do have to worry. So there is a chapter in Dr. Brown's book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, about immunization. You don't have to get the book to talk to your doctor and get the information, but I recommend the book because it does empower you to take charge of your health. It's available at my store, Maryland's. I have signed copies, so a great gift to yourself or to anyone else, and also at Amazon.com. and in most good bookstores. Do be aware of the fact that measles can be endangering. Be aware of the fact that if you're born after 1957 and before 1990, you need an immunization and you need to talk about it. Talk to your children, talk to your grandchildren, empower yourself, and then have no if only I'd knowns and regrets. Dr. Brown, thank you for bringing the measles up and letting us know about immunization.
My pleasure. This is one of the things we can do something about, and we can protect our children and grandchildren, no question.
A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, the wisdom of Dr. Vivian Brown in plain language. It's yours, and it can't hurt you to read it.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loyst was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loyst, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit femrenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
As we age, our everyday needs change. Discerning Seniors is ready to help with coordinated services for daily chores or full-time personal care. They're your rent-a-daughter. They know where to start and what to do. Visit discerningseniorsinc.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturel. Naturel Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturelcollagen.com.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And if you're ready to meet someone new and you're not sure exactly how to do it, we now have a matchmaker from a woman's perspectives team. Her name, Linda Miller, her company, Misty River Introductions, and she's been doing this for over 25 years. You're a hidden treasure, actually, Linda, because it took me years to find you.
Well, thank you. One of the things we do, and we do quite well, is coaching. So I often get people, and I think we talked about this last week, is nerves. Nerves get the better of people sometimes. And certainly when you're going on a date and you have expectations, sometimes big expectations don't work in your favor. I had a woman a little while ago, and she was very nervous. And so to kind of combat that, she would get these gentlemen on the phone, and she would talk and talk and talk like hours at a time with them before she would go on a date. And then she'd go on a date and be very disappointed. And I said, well, you know, the problem is you're imagining that you know this person. So it's like when you read a book and you, in your mind, you imagine what all the characters are like. And then somebody decides to go and make a movie of the book and you go see the movie and you're disappointed because you would have never cast that person in that role because they're not who you imagine them to be. The same goes for dating. You get somebody on the phone, you talk for hours and hours. First of all, you're taking all the mystery out of the relationship and the fun out of dating. But you're also imagining what somebody's like. So it doesn't even matter if Tom Cruise showed up on the date. He wouldn't be who you would imagine. So ultimately, you're going to be disappointed. Obvious. And also, another point about doing things like that is what you do is you come too easy to the relationship. People need to work and earn your time. And picking up the phone and calling somebody and having the expectation that you're going to be available for them for 2 or 3 hours is the wrong way to start. People need to take you out, spend time with you, and that's how they earn your time.
Well, that's good advice, and it makes sense. If someone wants to talk to you about meeting someone new and how Misty River Introductions work, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office. It's 416-777-6302. You can ask to speak to me, or you can ask to speak to Nancy. She works very closely with me as well. And we also have an amazing website with a wealth of information, mistyriverintros.com. So that's www.mistyriverintros.com. We have local numbers for all the areas. We have a 1-800 number. And if you're a bit shy and you're not sure you're ready to talk to one of us on the phone yet, you can utilize the talk feature on our website. So that allows you to type your questions into the chat feature. And there's an actual person on the other end typing. It's not a computer. And we'll answer any questions you have about the service.
Well, to quote you, Linda, it's never too late if you want to find your perfect match. But it does take some effort, and you can use Misty River Introductions. Linda Miller, local number for Toronto, 416-777-6302. Or log on to Misty River Intros and get local numbers for Ontario, Quebec. And I believe that you even introduced people in Florida. So it's a matter of just exploring the possibilities, and then you'll have your answers. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to hearing a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
As if having a disability could ever stop you from seeing the world. Impact Vacations, the travel agency for the disabled. We work with the airlines, hotels, destinations, equipment providers, and support workers to unlock the world for you. Visit impactvacations.com. Accessible experiences, fantastic memories.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And there is a solution to the housing crunch. We have an expert on our show, Dorothy Mizzou. She has a golden solution because she's founded Golden Girls Network Canada. And she did a workshop at my store last Saturday. It was successful. And we've rescheduled for a new one, September 14th, between 10 and 12. If you want to talk about searching for a housemate, or you have a home and you want someone to share it with you, all you have to do is call Dorothy at 416-550-4015. And you can also register for that workshop. It's everything you need to know about the shared housing concept. The time has come. And if you're interested in learning about it, call Dorothy at 416-550-4015. And also, I should mention that our next Healthy Bra Clinic is next weekend. It was rescheduled. It was supposed to be today. So if you're interested in experiencing the amazing bra, then that would be a good time to come. And I'm incorporating my Women's Happy Day for that Saturday as well. So I've decided to make it special. We're going to talk about how to pack a suitcase. It's from 1 to 3 o'clock. No cost to come, but the first two callers to register today will get a $100 gift bag. All you have to do is call 416-504-6777. If you call before we open at 10, no problem. We'll call you back. But it will be fun and entertaining. We're going to have singing. We're going to have a conversation with Christine Steiger about improving your posture. And as I said, I'm going to do something on how to pack a suitcase. So first two callers will have a $100 gift bag. And it is definitely worth opening that bag of tricks. So 416-504-6777.
6777. And we've been talking about planning and basically talking about difficult topics and getting prepared in advance. And someone who has really worked to make moving less of a stressful situation and has a whole dream team that can downsize and move you without you even having to chip a fingernail is Lori Bell. She's a senior move manager for From a Woman's Perspective and for many of our listeners. And her company is called Moving Seniors with a Smile. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, we're definitely in the hot, hazy days of summer right now. But I've been working with a couple, and I thought I'd share some of the tips that I'm sharing with them. So we're strategizing their transition from their house to their new condo. And like a few of our clients right now, their move is scheduled for August. Their house will be listed for sale in September. So there are a few moving parts to their transitions, and we'll ensure that everything goes as smoothly as possible. And a lot of this is really some really careful planning. So the folks that are moving into a condo, it has 3 bedrooms. Square footage wise, though, it's a little less than half the size of their current home. Eileen, she's been making great editing decisions with me. Her husband, Jack's a little more sentimental, and he's finding the decisions a little tougher, but he's smart. He understands we can't take everything. We've been talking about some tips and tricks to help the couple create an organized and inviting space that functions well for both of them. Jack's got some mobility challenges, and he's keeping, we want to keep things up and accessible for him. And definitely off the floor. They have a storage locker downstairs in the condo complex, but it's not going to be easy for them to access it regularly. And so we want to do some careful planning. Like many folks, Eileen and Jack thought about buying new storage containers before thinking about what they were going to get rid of. And I always recommend making the right sizing decisions first before you go out and buy new containers. And I always recommend allocating a certain amount of, well, we'll call it real estate, to contain each category of items. If you've got a small, clear plastic bin for your grandchildren's art and memorabilia, for example, that's one way to keep it contained. So if you think about it going into a certain category, and if something, you know, it gets beyond that, then you have to re-strategize. So that can help. In Eileen and Jack's situation, I recommend repurposing some of the items they already have. For example, they don't have a linen closet in their condo, so we talked about rolling some of their towels in an attractive tin container that they own, and that'll work for them well in their new space. So in almost all the situations, baskets will be your friend. Easy, affordable, and light. They keep like with like, and they'll also allow you to maximize vertical space and stay organized.
So you're helping them and you're helping us because it puts food for thought. So if we're trying to organize our things, categories are helpful, mm-hmm. and baskets are helpful mm-hmm. because they're light, they're stackable, mm-hmm. and they're attractive. So you can sort of build your own mountain.
Absolutely. And you can get them in different sizes, and they're affordable. So they work really well.
So everybody's different. Some of us have lots of clutter, some have less, but it's definitely difficult to release things. And I know that you hold people's hands as they make those decisions, mm-hmm. as you illustrated. If someone wants to talk to you about an upcoming move or downsizing and making some changes, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, Moving Seniors with a Smile. It doesn't have to be stressful. It can be planned and organized, and it can even save you money when you deal with someone like Lori, who has all aspects covered and has done this so many times before. So complimentary consultation, all you have to do is ask your questions and not be intimidated and make your own informed decisions from a woman's perspective. Lori, thank you for that.
Thank you, Marilyn.
And now Daniel Wiskin. He's an expert in accessibility. He's from the Total Access Center. We share space at the second floor of 200 Spadina Avenue, and he's promised a happy story. But as seems to be the usual, these days. He's at a job on a Saturday. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And, you know, just very quickly, I want to talk about the travel buggy. We've been playing a commercial on this very radio station weekly, and I've been getting a lot of phone calls about this travel buggy and the specifics about it. So I wanted to spend some time talking about it. So this is a foldable electric wheelchair, and it actually will replace or help you if you actually have a big clunker right now. So if you're using a big electric scooter that weighs 400 or 500 pounds and you're having trouble getting it into your van or your car, or you're using an actual wheelchair, power chair that's also 400, 500 pounds and you need to hire people that have ramps to get it into your van, and it's just becoming cumbersome and very difficult to get around with, this is a replacement for it. It doesn't have to be your go-to wheelchair, but it is for traveling. So if you want to go out to the mall, if you want to go on an airplane and fly to a different country, this is the device that you're going to have to use. So it's very lightweight for an actual power chair. It weighs 58 pounds, and if you take the lithium-ion batteries out, it only weighs 52 pounds. So that's pretty incredible for a power wheelchair. It comes in different sizes, and it actually has a 360-degree joystick, so it's very easy to turn and get around. The full battery, a lot of people have been asking, how long can this last me, this battery? It goes 25 kilometers, so that could be about 6 to 8 hours of continuous use. And then it only takes about 6 hours to recharge those batteries. So those have been the main questions I've been getting from that commercial. But we actually have one at our showroom at 200 Spadina Avenue, downtown Toronto. So if you do want to try this product out, we have it available right now. I can show you how it folds up really easily. It folds up within 3 seconds. You just have to push a little button down, and it folds up and collapses, and it fits in the trunk of a car. It's quite amazing. I think Marilyn has seen it before.
Well, I actually can lift it. I probably would need help getting it into the trunk of a car. But yes, it's like the size of a suitcase. And we had a lady, and I was just watching. I was the fly on the wall while you demonstrated it to her. And her comment was very good. She said to me, she said, you know, usually the girls would like to go to the mall, and I need to know in advance so I can organize Wheel-Trans. But with this, I'll be able to put this with them in the trunk of their car, and we can go places, and I'll have my independence back, and we can do things in public as we used to, and it can be just a phone call and I'll be there in 10 minutes because this travel buggy can fit into the trunk of a normal car.
Yeah, you nailed it, because that's the biggest problem for people. They don't want to go through all the motions of actually lifting up these heavy, heavy chairs or organizing Wheel-Trans. So now, you know, family members that can help out, put it in a trunk, they can be on their way and go to a mall or just get out of the house instead of being stuck there and lose their independence. So this is a fantastic product, and it's really blown a lot of people away.
So I invite you to come to my store, Marilyn's. I've given you a number of reasons, and next week is the Women's Happy Day, so we'll have the travel buggy there and good to go. So if you're in a scooter, you can come up our elevator, stay for the event, and try the travel buggy. Seeing is believing, and knowing will mean that you don't have to say, if only I'd known. You can do things impulsively and on the turn of a dime if you have the right equipment. So Daniel, show special?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to give a $200 discount off of the travel buggy if you're going to be coming and buying it. That I guess it can last till the end of the month here. So yeah, if you're interested in this travel buggy, I'll give you a $200 discount off of the actual purchase.
And people can try it. And if they can't get to the store, will you bring one to them?
Yeah, if they're in the GTA, I'd be happy to bring it out to you if you have trouble getting to the store. Yeah, I can do that for sure.
And if someone wants to talk to you about making their home accessible and identifying the hazards, Total Home Safety Check special as well?
Absolutely. So the first two callers as well today will get a free Total Home Safety Check valued at $89.95. That's for anybody interested in doing renovations to their home, adding railings, adding grab bars, whatever it may be. We are specialists in accessibility and adding that to your home. So it's a full package. You get a full written report with pictures so you know exactly what to do when you need to do it.
So if you're making decisions, and we started off with the topic of a life vest, then you could look at your home and look at the four walls and decide whether it's going to be your forever home. And if you want to make it your forever home, then call Daniel Wiskin and he'll help you do that. So all the aspects of accessibility and home safety will be part of what you do. First two callers have that for free, and $200 off the travel buggy if you do decide to buy one once you've tried it. And the phone number again, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Best thing to do is ask your questions and get your answers from the experts, and then make informed decisions so you're comfortable and confident moving forward in your life. Daniel, thank you. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So today I have Tim to thank for production. And I want to thank my team, because Saturdays they could be running up to the cottage, but instead, if they can get to studio, they will. And I want to thank you for listening and for calling me and giving me your constructive criticism and comments and asking your questions. It helps me direct the show and find the right experts. And for those of you who come to visit me at my store, Maryland's, I'll repeat that we do have the Umbrella Gallery. I have my library now. And the Total Access Center has a number of things on display, but that travel buggy probably would be a keynote piece. And it's a perfect time to organize your closet for summer. I am a personal stylist, so I'm happy to have you reserve a time and we can go through your wardrobe and make sure you look your best every day using the clothes you have as a basic. And don't forget next weekend, the Happy Day event. And first two callers today will have a bag worth $100 for of goodies, a bonus gift bag. All you have to do is call to reserve your seat at 416-504-6777. And it's time to say bye. So next Saturday, Darren Farwell will be in. Dr. Betty Rosendahl will talk more about your home and toxicity and eliminating that naturally. Dr. Vivian Brown will join us. Lori Bell is going to talk about how knowing your strengths can make a move easier. And we'll have happy stories and tips from others of the team. So have a great day and enjoy your week and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.